Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. Guess what? It is Monstrous Monday. Y'all know what? It's Mad Monday all up in here. You know why? Because there is some great music coming your way by Judah Lyon. Yes, indeed. It's going to be going down. It's going to be hot. It's going to be saucy, and it's going to be sizzling all up in here. Broadcasting live from Windy City. It is a little bit cloudy on today, 59 degrees. It is Monday, February 26, 2024. It is 10 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 11 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Gumba Rum. There's two different flavors. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Listen, let me tell y'all something. Listen, cut the music a little bit. You got to hear this. Listen. We are so excited about Gumba. Gumba Rum being available on CWSpirits.com. Listen, if you want to experience all that is smooth, and tantalizing, listen, it is wicked smooth. Gumba Rum is wicked smooth. If you want to have that experience, please do order and visit online at CWSpirits.com. It's CW, C for Charlie, W for Wilson, Spirits.com. That's Spirits with an S, .com. All you have to do at the top, at the bar, just type in Gumba in the search bar, G-U-B-B-A. R-U-M, it'll come right up. You'll see vanilla and Gumba Gold. Please do order. It's only $23.99. Listen, let me tell you something. If you ain't got $23.99, let me tell you how to get $23. Well, listen, if you got 50 cents in your purse, listen, if you're like me, I collect change. Y'all know you go out. Listen, I know this young lady, and I'm going to get to the music. I'm going to get to Judah Lyon's music. I collect change all the time. There's a young lady. Let me tell you something. People say they ain't got no money. I'm going to tell you how to find some money. It's one thing I understand and know how to do, and that's how to collect and find some money legally. I ain't collecting no money that ain't legal. You hear me up in here? So listen. Cut the music. All right. Everybody know we heard all over the world, but listen, let me tell y'all how to get Gumba Rum. Let me tell you how to get $23 to experience the smooth taste of Gumba Rum. Y'all say y'all ain't got no money, but here it is. Some of y'all go and get your lottery tickets. I know a lady, she goes to get a lottery ticket every single day. I've known a lot of people that always get a lottery ticket, right? So listen, if you're one of those people that go get a lottery ticket every day, I know you don't want to spare one of your numbers, but listen, this is how to save up to get $23. If you are getting your numbers and you're spending maybe $2 every day or every other day, listen, cut your numbers down a little bit. Cut down your numbers. Instead of spending $2 to get a lottery ticket, just spend $1 or $1.50 and you save your 50 cents. Listen, I'm telling you how to add up your coins. Listen. Sometimes we go to the grocery store, and, you know, you got to pay for your groceries, of course. Now, this is really easy. You got to get your little corn bucket at home. You got your bucket. Everybody does this. Everybody already know how to do this. When you go to the grocery store, you pull out your $50 or $100 bill, whatever you got to pay for your groceries, and you get your change back. Everybody's got that change just jingling in your pocket. You know, when you get home, take the coins out of your pockets and put it in your coin bucket, right? And sometimes I even throw in a dollar. Every now and then I'll throw in some paper money, a dollar. So that's how you save up for $23. When you go get your gas, or you're going to the gas station, guess what? When you go buy some gas, you see all this nice stuff up in the front. That is the calling card to spend some more money. That's the way they do it. And you get your pack of gum, you get you some candy, you get some potato chips, and guess what? When you get your change back, that's some more change. I'm telling you how to save up to get $23 to order Gump and Rum from CWSpirits.com. And that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. So listen. Oh, my gosh. I just taught somebody how to save some money. Oh, my goodness. Listen, believe it or not, and I'm going to get to the music. Judah Lyon's got a message. It is Judah Lyon and the message. All of his songs and music have a really great message. So listen, it's one thing about money. Let me get to this before I play the music. Let me say this. Really, I started off really talking about ordering Gump and Rum at CWSpirits.com. Y'all know I'm a trained and licensed life coach trained by Dr. Monique Carradine. And Dr. Monique Carradine was always about the money. She was about abundance. She was anointed. She is anointed for abundance. She really is. Everything she does is just spot on. She was an on-air personality at the Fox 32 News here in Windy City and had a marvelous time working with her and getting trained as a life coach. So listen, let me tell you this. I'm leading up to something about finances and money. You know, I was walking around here, and I was just thinking, right here in the studio, right, Marlo is not here. He's not here, and Taz, he's not here either. It's just the love me. So listen, let me get to the point about this money. You guys know what? I take a look sometimes at what's going on. There's a lot that's going on in the universe. And when it comes to money, you guys, I said this before a couple of months ago. Pay attention. I'm getting serious. So listen, you guys know I like to entertain. I'm getting serious. So pay attention. I'm about to say something about money. You need to be diversifying your money. You really do. I believe in diversification when it comes to money. Listen, this is serious. You need to do this. You really need to do this. There's a lot of things that's coming upon the universe and on this planet, and a lot of people is not prepared. There's a lot of things, and I don't do scare tactics. I'm not trying to scare anybody. But when it comes to your money, you need to have some cash money tucked away at home. You need to have, if you have a safety deposit box. I used to be do this all the time. If you have a safety deposit box, have some cash money in your safety deposit box, not a whole wad, not a whole bundle, because you want to prepare for what's coming. Listen, you guys know we're living in the last days, so you got to be prepared. You got to have your coins together, those that have invested in different types of stocks, bonds, annuity, wherever you have your money. You want to make sure that you're diversifying. And listen, stock market. That's my thing right now, stock market. Make sure that you're picking. There's no way to pick a stock, but you can study the stock market to pick a good stock to put your money into. My thing is this. I follow my heart. Let me say this real quick. I follow my heart. My heart, as far as stock market, I love animals. I love rodeo. I love all things Western and country. So when I prepare to get ready to invest in the stock market, it's going to be just a little bit, not a whole lot, just a little bit of money, right? I'm going to go with what? I'm going to go with animals. I'm going to go with things as far as feed, grain, things like that. I'm not going to go with wheat because there's a lot of things that happen with the wheat. I'm not going to go with the wheat market. I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to invest in something that I will follow with my heart, some type of animal, some type of what I want to say is animals or rodeo. You have different, like cattle, something like that. So listen, and I'm not putting that out there for you to put your money in that type of stock, right? So I'm talking about the stock market. So listen, you want to diversify your money and be prepared for what's coming. Have your money invested in different things, not just all one thing, because when something crashes, you don't want all of your money going down the drain if something crashes, right? You want to have cash money. You want to have coins saved up in your home just in case you have emergencies. You want to have $1,000, at least $1,000 in your house, right? So some people don't like to do that. You want to have some money in your safety deposit box. You want to have, you know what, don't have all your money in one account. For God's sakes, don't do this. Don't have all your money in one account. Have a savings account. Have a checking account. And listen, don't have it all. Listen, I know if something wants to happen or banks crash, if something happens, you don't want to have all your money in the same bank. Have different type of accounts in different banks, right? Oh, my goodness gracious. So, listen, have some credit unions. Have your money in different credit unions. So, listen, because why? You want to be able to pull your money from where you need to pull it. You never know when there's going to be a freeze that's coming. You never know when something is going. Look at AT&T. The other day, there was an outage of AT&T in different various states that was out for a couple of different hours. So listen, I don't want you guys to panic. Don't panic. It's best to be prepared. When it comes to your water, make sure that you have water in your house. Listen, I started doing this a long time ago, and listen, the Holy Spirit will lead you. Oh, good gosh. The Holy Spirit will lead you, and this is the lesson. This is the lesson. You're getting a sermon and a lesson. You're getting a life lesson and a sermon. Listen, the Holy Spirit will lead you to be prepared. I started doing this, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago when it comes to, I do not cook with water that comes out of the faucet. I stopped doing it. I do not cook with tap water. Listen, with tap water, there's still impurities that's in the tap water. Did you know if you stop using tap water, if you cook with bottled water, now listen, y'all ain't got to believe me up in here, but I'm just saying it. If you guys try this experiment for yourself. You can cook with purified water. You can cook with spring water. I know it might be a little. Cook something at home that you normally cook with tap water, and then cook it with bottled water, spring water, or purified water. Guess what? Your food is not going to taste, it's going to taste different. And this is what convinced me. I was cooking with tap water, and one day I started cooking with something, you know what, bottled water. So I started cooking with bottled water, and I'm telling you, the taste was different. It was different. And so I don't cook with bottled water. And let me tell you something. There is certain impurities that's still in tap water. Some people have their purifiers. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to say all this. I really wasn't. So listen. But you need to know this. There is certain impurities that do come through. You know, it's not going to harm you. I'm not saying it's going to do something to you. Otherwise, it wouldn't be coming through your faucet. But what I'm saying is if you want the purest version of water, you need to be drinking bottled water, spring water, and trying to cook your food, your vegetables, your meats. And look, guess what? When you cook your meats in spring water or purified water, guess what? Your meat is going to be even more tender. The tenderness of the meat is totally different when you do this. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. It is the God having truth. Your vegetables will taste different. Your food will taste different when you cook with spring water. And guess what? It also brings healing to your body. Believe it or not, the cleaner your food, the cleaner you're going to receive some healing in your body, because that is what it does. It changes the molecules in your body. It changes the cell. It changes things in your body at the cellular level. Oh, my goodness gracious. So listen, let me get to the music. I have some great music that's coming from Judah Lyon. I guess I gave the message. Judah Lyon is going to give you the music, and I just gave you the message. So listen, I got something that's coming for you. This is called Glass Ceiling. I love this song, Glass Ceiling. Take a listen. This is Glass Ceiling.
Glass Ceiling. King's Legacy. Judah in this. Zone to zero. Zero. Get it. Yeah. Glass Ceiling.
Firmament unyielding, but shielded when you're getting in this feeling. Revenge is brewing. What we feeling is dealing. Opposing the forces revealing. Champagne feeling. Yeah, the air. We celebrate glass ceiling. What the Lord revealing. No limits to our dreams. We breaking through. Regardless of what they do. The Lord's word standing tall, standing strong. When we gone, moving along. Yeah, it does it all the fall. Never break before long. Keeping strong. Of the four essence, fluorescence. While the man learn his lessons. The Lord's testing. Yeah, watching the blessings. Glass ceilings, glass ceilings. We revealing, breaking through barriers and sessions. Moving through the world, courageous and bold. Watching and behold the souls along and sold to break the glass ceilings.
Feeling the feeling, revenge against darkness and the time to ignite. Glass ceilings, in the feeling with position and power. Ever shine so bright in our
glass ceilings. Never losing sight, giving up the mic, yeah. Glass ceilings tonight, we roll. The firmament, seem unbreakable. Determination unshakable, we rising up. knocking down every wall, no longer silent. Our voices are clear, revenge against the evildoers we hold dear. Glass ceilings, we're out, the warriors, we're ready to fight. Breaking chains, shedding the night. This is a battle, believers and non-believers, science and religion. Glass ceilings, as we taking flight. Truth in the anthem, gotten us right. Glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling, yeah. So the world know we coming strong. With resilience, courage, we proving them wrong. Tear ceiling, contain it, limitless might. The creator has the key to open the gates tonight. Coming in the dark, shining our light amongst the states. Glass ceiling, it's what we feeling, yeah.
All right. Glass ceilings. Ooh, I'm telling you, King's Legacy, Clean Kings. I love that, King's Legacy. Oh, my goodness. All right, now, that's Judah Lion. He has a powerful, you know, gift that he's giving out to the world through his music. He has a message in his music. He has something to say. It's wrapped in the word. You know what I'm saying? So listen, you got to be listening to Judah Lion. I want you to check him out. I want you guys to check him out on Spotify, Judah Lion 777. Judah Lion 777. God's perfect number, 777. Judah Lion 777. So listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on out of here. Listen, I want you guys to do this for me. And this is going to benefit you very much. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you guys to do something spiritual every single day. You know, there is such a heaviness. I don't know why I keep going this way, but there is such a heaviness and a struggle and a pull in the atmosphere. I'm talking about the spiritual realm right now. So if you understand things that happen in the spiritual realm, you will understand what I'm saying. If you don't, just still pay attention. Listen, there's so much that's going on in the spiritual realm right now. There is a pull. There is a fight in the spiritual realm. There is a demonic fight that is fighting against angels. There is a war. There is a war, and let me tell you something. The war, and saints of God, people that walk in the word of God, you understand what I'm saying? There is a war that's going on in heavenly places. And if you walk with the King, if you walk in the word of God, and you walk with him, and you line up with God, I'm telling you, you can feel the war, at least I can, you can feel the war that's going on in heavenly places. It's like different spirits are being loosed and leashed out that's on assignment to do various different things. There is so much killing and murder and violence that's going on. I am telling you, there are imps and spirits and demons that's being loosed on the earth that's never been loosed before, and you need protection. You guys, including me, we need to be reading Psalms 91 every day like it's nobody's business, because guess what? That is the Psalm of Protection. And I can't say it the way Joseph Prince does. Joseph Prince broke it down why you need to be reading. If you never heard Joseph Prince, he's a teacher that teaches the word of God, and he taught on Psalms 91. You need to be reading that. He broke it down how that particular psalm has something in it that no other psalm has, the protection that's in it. You know what? I love knowing the word of God in the Greek and in the Hebrew, because when you break it down like that, you get the real raw truth, and he broke it down that way in Psalms 91. So listen, you need to read that. It's going to bring some protection over you, because I'm telling you, the war that's going on in the heavenly places, it's a war like it has never been before. Guess what? Those demons are trying to get your mind, get your soul, get your spirit. It is out to snatch. Satan is out to snatch. Hear me. Oh, my God. I feel like I got I'm telling you, Satan is out to snatch. He is out to snatch and steal your salvation, your soul, steal your mind, whatever, your joy. Don't let him do it. Protect yourself. Do something spiritual. So hear me. And then I got to go. Hear me. Do something for yourself spiritually every single day. Build up your spirituality. Read a verse. read a verse, and I'm talking to me, too. I'm talking to me, too. Every time I gave a sermon or preach, it comes to the person. It's coming out of my mouth, but it's coming to me first, right? It's a double-edged sword. So listen, read something. Read a passage of scripture every single day. Say a prayer every single day. Do something to connect you with the divine one. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. I'm trying to get you to build up your connection to God. If you don't have this practice every single day, you need to start doing this. Well, you're connecting with God every single day. Because guess what? There is a fight that's going on, and you've got to be connected with God so he can lead and guide and direct you. And what this is going to do is going to strengthen your discernment. It's going to strengthen your discernment. It's going to help you to avoid different things that's coming. It's going to help you to avoid different accidents. Let me tell you something. Sometimes accidents, listen, hear me good. Sometimes accidents are 2 or 3 feet ahead of you. Of course, you can't see it, but God will direct you to go a different direction, and you're going to avoid accidents that's out on the road. You hear me? So listen. Build up your spirituality. Do it day by day and connect with the divine one. Connect with God every single day and do that. It's going to be a blessing to you. It's going to be a blessing to you, and it's going to help to restore your joy. If you find yourself losing your joy, it's going to help you to restore your joy. So listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.